right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is going to be a review for 12 Strong. It's directed by Nikolai Filsig, and the writers are Ted Talley and Peter Craig, and it's also based off a book, and it stars Chris Hemsworth, Michael Shannon, and Michael Pena. And the synopsis is, 12 Strong tells the story of the first Special Forces unit team deployed to Afghanistan after 9/11. Under the leadership of a new captain, the team must work together with an Afghan warlord to take down the Taliban. And Matt, what did you think of 12 Strong?
Felt it was an awesome movie with real military humor and not that fabricated slapstick Hollywood style that's typically in these military movies. And what makes it even better is the real life story. So again, awesome movie. Enjoyed myself. Definitely would watch it again.
All right. So I like this movie a lot. It's probably the best movie I saw out of the weekend. The story is somewhat formulaic based off of the fact that there's been other movies somewhat in the same vein. You have Lone Survivor, which is better than this movie. Overall, just the heroism of the story is what sets us apart from everything else, because a couple of absolutely crazy things happen, and the fact that it actually happened in real life that way sets it apart, because as you can probably see from like the poster, when they get deployed to Afghanistan, they're hunting terrorists, and the people in that region are at war with each other and also at war with the Taliban. And what happens is that unit has to go in, meet up with a warlord, and try to make it to a certain point to get to the terrorists. And the only mode of transportation that they have are horses. You have a group of people that have never ridden a horse before, don't know the country, and don't know if they can trust the people they're assigned to be with. And then you also have the camaraderie of the Special Forces team. The action scenes in the movie are actually better than some war movies like this, because some of it kind of reminded me of like Generation Kill and also Lone Survivor. What did you think about the action scenes?
I really liked the action scenes. I felt that they were very realistic, and it properly showed what the military does. It wasn't like one of those fake things where one throws a grenade 500 meters and then it kills like 3 million people, and a lot of stuff that was in there. And even some of the people I saw it with were also military. They felt pretty good movie, and I shared that same reaction. So some of the things in there that some people might have picked up, you saw some of the cultural background, strategic level. You saw a lot of things on there. You even saw joint operations.
Yeah, and also just the level of confusion. Again, this is after 9/11, so situation where people did not know what was going on, anger in the country, and it's just like, all right, well, we have to go over here and do our job. They kind of got the family stuff out of the way quickly, which holds up a lot of other movies. The dudes go in, do what they need to do, and then Chris Hemsworth does the most craziest thing in the world, which is charges on a horse with an M16, like firing with deadly accuracy. Hold
the fuck on.
This happened in real life.
Really?
Everyone survived. Everything that happened, everyone survived.
People got injured.
Yeah, people got injured, but they survived.
When the direct fire came, I mean, they got hurt bad.
Yeah. Yeah, because a couple people got either hit by explosives, and Michael Shannon took a grenade to the face, and like, that sucked.
You talking about Zod?
Yeah, it was good.
Was Michael Shannon a bad guy in this?
No, he was also a part of the same unit that Chris Hemsworth was in. So it's good to finally see him in a good guy role.
That's why I had to ask, man.
Yeah, but the whole thing was that the warlord didn't like Chris Hemsworth. They thought that he was too young, and Michael Shannon had killer eyes. Like,
He did not have killer eyes. He has killer eyes. You don't have killer eyes.
So it was also Chris Hemsworth trying to prove himself to the Northern Alliance. He's basically keeping the Northern Alliance together, because there's also a competition between the person that he's with and then like another group another group that is with another warlord. It's like a whole competition about kind of like the Eagle's Nest, who can get the Eagle's Nest the quickest, claim victory. So at the end of the movie, Chris Hemsworth hops on a horse and then starts going down. Like, this is a Civil War movie with an M16.
He should have had a fucking bayonet or some shit when you're describing it.
the way Barry's describing it, he didn't go through there unscathed. There was a grenade that went off and he got hemmed up pretty bad.
Yeah. But he's still picking dudes off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, mind you, the fighters that they fought, you know, they weren't very skilled fighters.
But they were going against the Russian rocket launcher.
Oh, that thing had, man, that thing was vicious.
Yeah, so the whole thing was that they had to get to this point that was a heavily fortified area. They also had rocket launchers that shot 40 rockets. So when the battle goes down, they are just lobbing rockets at them. Matt, what score would you give 12 Strong?
Felt it was an awesome movie. I'd give it an 8.5.
All right. So I'm going to follow up, Matt, and I'm going to give it a 7. I like this, but when I think about other war movies, Black Hawk Down is probably going to be a 10 to me. So me giving it a 7 is a good score. Again, when I think about other war movies, if I think about Fury, Fury is a 10 to me, or something like Saving Private Ryan, which is also a 10. This movie holds its own. Again, it's a little formulaic when you start thinking about more current war movies. It works. It works for what it needs to do. And again, it's based off a true story. Well, this story probably needed to be told because it is insane. That's the Beast Game Podcast.